Ready for a movie night? You came to the right place. We're diving into this foreign language video list. It's got everyone buzzing because of its really surprising early picks for the best new releases. And gotta say, after checking it out, I'm ready to clear my schedule.
Yeah, what I find fascinating is its global perspective, you know. It goes beyond the typical Hollywood hype, gives you a whole different, a refreshing take, I think, on what's worth watching.
Absolutely. So we're talking about six films that really caught our eye, each more captivating than the last. And to keep you on the edge of your seat, we're starting with number six, Don't Tell Anyone, and then we'll make our way to the top.
Now, this one grabbed me right away, and not just because it's, you know, a psychological thriller, but James McAvoy.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's seen him in Split, for example, knows this man can handle a twisted role. What is it about him, though, that makes him such a good fit for this genre?
You know, I think he excels at portraying these fractured psyches. Remember in Split, like how he used those subtle tics, the vocal inflections, to differentiate each personality. Expect that same nuance here. It really adds these layers to what could have been, you know, a one-dimensional thriller villain.
Okay, so set the stage for us. What's the setup for Don't Tell Anyone?
Okay, so picture this. The Dalton family, they escape on this peaceful vacation, hoping to, you know, mend their, shall we say, strained relationship.
Right?
Island getaway, beautiful scenery, the kind of place you go to forget your troubles.
Sounds idyllic so far. This is a thriller we're talking about, though, so something tells me things are about to take a dark turn.
Exactly. Enter Patrick and Kira, another couple vacationing on the island. They seem like the perfect vacation friends, right?
Sure.
But of course, they harbor some very dark secrets. Let's just say they're not interested in making new friends, more like new victims.
So the Daltons get a little more than they bargained for with this chance encounter.
Right. And the tension builds as the Daltons realize they're trapped, fighting for their lives against, well, a pair of stone-cold killers.
I don't know about you, but this has ruined island vacations for me. Just the thought of these seemingly normal people harboring those secrets, it's chilling. What does Don't Tell Anyone bring to the table that other psychological thrillers might have missed?
It's a masterclass, I think, in psychological manipulation.
Yeah.
It keeps you on the edge of your seat, wondering who will survive. And of course, McAvoy's performance, it anchors the film, gives it this unsettling realism. If you're a fan of his work or just love a good twisty thriller, this one's a must-watch.
Duly noted. Now from a chilling thriller to a buddy comedy. Kind of. Up next at number five, we have Lone Wolves, starring Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
And that's what I call a power duo. You know, they have this undeniable on-screen chemistry that just, it radiates off the screen. It makes you wonder if they're actually acting or just having a blast, which I think really adds to the film's charm.
Okay, but what's the film actually about? Beyond, the Clooney Pitt awesomeness, what are their characters up to?
Okay, so imagine this. Clooney plays this seasoned fixer, someone who makes scandals disappear for the rich and powerful.
Okay.
He's all about smooth talking, discretion. The epitome of cool under pressure.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely see Clooney rocking that role. What about Brad Pitt? What kind of character does he bring to the mix?
Pitt's character is a bit more unconventional. He's also a fixer, but he's more of a wild card. Think less suave negotiator and more creative problem solver. The kind of guy who's not afraid to, let's say, bend the rules.
So naturally, their paths collide, and these two completely different personalities have to find a way to work together.
Exactly. They're forced to team up on this high-stakes case, and of course, the sparks start to fly. Think like Buddy Cop, but with like 10 times the charisma and a whole lot of high-stakes intrigue.
So far, it does sound like your classic buddy comedy, but you mentioned something that sets Lone Wolves apart a bit.
You know, I think what elevates this film is its ability to subvert expectations. Yes, we have the action, the humor, but beneath that, there's this surprising layer of heart. You know, it's a reminder that even the most cynical fixers, they have vulnerabilities and a capacity for, you know, genuine connection.
I love a good dose of heart with my action comedy. All right, moving on to number four. We're entering a genre that's not for the faint of heart. Body horror. Get ready for substance.
I'll admit, this one isn't for everyone. Body horror can be a bit polarizing. But for those who appreciate this unique blend of horror and oftentimes social commentary, Substance delivers, you know, a thought-provoking and utterly chilling experience.
For those who dare to dive in, what can they expect from Substance?
The film centers on Elizabeth Sparkle, a former Hollywood star desperately clinging to her fading youth and fame. Think of the classic tale as someone who would do anything to regain their lost glory, but with a, well, a terrifying body horror twist.
Yikes. I can already see the bad decisions lining up.
You got it. Elizabeth hears about Substance, this experimental drug that promises to reverse aging and, you know, transform you into your most ideal, perfect self. At first, it seems like a miracle. Elizabeth's young, radiant again, but then those side effects.
So we're talking full-blown body horror here, but you mentioned it also has those, like, Black Mirror vibes tapping into those societal anxieties about, well, aging and beauty standards.
Exactly. It makes you question those ideals we're bombarded with constantly and the lengths people go to achieve them, right? Substance isn't simply about the physical transformation, but the psychological and emotional toll of, you know, chasing this impossible standard of perfection.
Definitely gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, beauty is pain. From a film that critiques societal standards to one that examines the very systems meant to uphold justice. Our next pick is Rebel Rich, clocking in at number 3.
If you're looking for a high-octane action thriller with a thought-provoking message, look no further. Rebel Rich delivers both, packing a punch while, you know, prompting some serious reflection.
I'm always here for a movie that keeps you thinking after the credits roll. Set the stage for us. Who is our Rebel Rich and what's he rebelling against?
Our protagonist is this war veteran, haunted by his past, but still deeply driven by a sense of justice, you know. He stumbles upon this dark web of corruption, and it runs far deeper than he ever imagined, forces him to confront a system that's rigged against the very people it's supposed to protect.
So we have that classic vigilante justice setup, but with a deeper layer of social commentary. What makes Rebel Rich stand out from other films in this genre?
Think of those classic vigilante films like Death Wish, but with a more, I'd say, nuanced exploration of the themes. Rebel Rich isn't just about one man taking down the bad guys. It tackles systemic corruption head on, questioning the limits of the law and what happens when those in power, well, abuse their authority.
It makes you wonder, where do you draw the line between seeking justice and becoming the very thing you're fighting against? And from questioning systems to questioning reality itself. Our next pick is M. Night Shyamalan's The Trap. I have a feeling this one is going to mess with our minds.
Uh-huh. Leave it to Shyamalan to deliver a chilling, suspenseful thriller that keeps you guessing until the very last frame. The Trap is a masterclass in, I think, building tension and subverting expectations, leaving audiences, well, both thrilled and thoroughly spooked.
And you can't talk about Shyamalan without mentioning his, you know, signature twists. So before we dive into the twists and turns, give us the basic premise. What's The Trap all about?
Okay, imagine finding yourself at a concert. Music's pumping. Crowd's energized. Suddenly the unthinkable happens. A father and daughter realize they're trapped inside the venue with a serial killer on the loose, turning their night of fun into a, well, terrifying fight for survival.
Okay, that's terrifying enough as is, but knowing Shyamalan, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This isn't just a straightforward cat and mouse thriller, is it?
You're right. Shyamalan loves to explore those deeper themes, and The Trap is no exception. While the film delivers on the suspense, the thrills, it also grapples with these ethical dilemmas, forcing viewers to confront, you know, uncomfortable truths about human nature.
So in typical Shyamalan fashion, we should expect the unexpected. What sets this film apart from his other work?
The Trap stands out for its exploration of, I think, fear and paranoia in a confined setting. Imagine that claustrophobia of being hunted in a place meant for celebration. The constant fear of the unknown, the desperate struggle to protect your loved ones. Shyamalan masterfully uses this setting to, you know, amplify the tension, keep the audience on the edge of their seat.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Now for our number 2 pick. We're shifting gears from chilling thrillers to a film that promises to, well, stay with you long after the credits roll. Get ready for Kinds of Kindness.
This one is for viewers who crave more than just entertainment. Kinds of Kindness is it's a cinematic tapestry woven from 3 seemingly disparate stories, each one exploring the complexities of human behavior, the ripple effects of our actions, both big and small.
From the sound of it, Kinds of Kindness feels like a film that will spark a lot of discussion and debate. Can you give us a glimpse into these interwoven narratives?
Imagine a man named Robert. He's an office worker, kind of trapped in this soul-crushing routine. And his boss, this really unsettling character named Raymond, micromanages every aspect of Robert's life, like from his work tasks to, would you believe, his personal relationships.
Now, that's just creepy. It's giving me major, bad boss vibes, but with this, darker, more psychological edge. What's the second story about?
It follows a police officer, Danny. His wife disappears during this sea expedition, And when she finally returns, something's off. Her behavior's unsettling, and it becomes clear that she may have experienced something, well, deeply disturbing out there on the open water.
Okay, now that's just chilling. Sounds like psychological suspense meets that, like primal fear of the unknown. What about the third story?
The final story follows this couple, desperately searching for a woman who is rumored to have the power to, well, resurrect the dead. And they're guided by their guru, who promises enlightenment through this very unconventional path.
Wow, this whole film sounds like an emotional roller coaster. So with three such different stories, how does Kinds of Kindness tie it all together? What's the common thread?
You see, I think Kinds of Kindness isn't about easy answers or neatly tied up storylines. It's about prompting us to ask questions. Each story, while distinct, it explores these themes of choice, consequence, and the far-reaching impact of our actions.
So it's less about a like literal connection and more about the thematic resonance between these seemingly, you know, disparate lives. It leaves you pondering the film long after it's over.
Exactly. Kinds of Kindness, it invites you to draw your own conclusions, to examine your own moral compass, maybe even feel a little unsettled by the ambiguity of it all.
Mm. Well, there you have it. From psychological thrillers to thought-provoking dramas, even a bit of body horror in the mix, this list has been quite a ride. We journeyed from a tense island getaway with Don't Tell Anyone to the charming chaos of Lone Wolves, explored the dark side of beauty with Substance, questioned systems of power in Rebel Rich, had our minds bent by Shyamalan's The Trap, and delved into the depths of human nature with Kinds of Kindness. I'm ready for a movie marathon.
It's really amazing, isn't it? It's a testament to the power of cinema, how it can transport us to different worlds, evoke this whole range of emotions, and leave us pondering, you know, life's big questions long after those credits roll.
Couldn't agree more. So, to our listeners, consider this your curated watch list for the next few movie nights. We've given you the highlights, but now it's your turn to dive into these stories and see what resonates with you. Which film will you be adding to your watch list first? Let us know on social media. And until next time, happy watching.